This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Really. And you are basically on board. This is going to be a ride. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, Facebook feed. We have one of those going on. You can check us out up on the website. There's a gazillion ways to get the show, honest. Honest and for true. Retired General Paul Vallely is going to join me after the show. I mean, after the show, after the first break. And, after the show, right. That'll do us a lot of good. Do we still have friends in the Middle East? Can we fix our relationships in the Middle East? Are they ever going to trust us again? I mean, seriously. We have virtually absolutely no trust or allies that trust us in the Middle East. And I don't blame them. They shouldn't, right? We have no. I mean, look at the guy that drew the red line in the sand, right? Kept pulling it back. So, I don't get it. What's everybody? All right, so let me just jump into this. I got so much going on. Let me just jump into this. Is this University of Wisconsin? I hate when they give me like the UWs and the UAs and UGs and whatever. University of Wisconsin, River Falls, is cracking down on potentially offensive language by telling students to check yourself before using such terms as, you ready for this? I mean, I would be in detention every day. You guys. It's like, yo, you guys. Right? You're done. That's it. Matter of fact, they'll probably call me any minute now. The PC police will get to the horn with me any minute now, right? So seriously. So they want you to use, they do not want you using terms such as, this should even surprise you guys, illegal alien, ugly, and you guys. One of many, many, many. In fact, the school's launched a Check Yourself education campaign to help students educate themselves. I don't know if I want my kid educating themselves about this. I'm not kidding. I'm serious. Again, another group of yo-hos have just gone crazy. They've launched a Check Yourself educational campaign to help students educate themselves. Well, okay. Why wouldn't they? That's why they call it Check Yourself Education, right? I'm just thoroughly confused at these people. They want to educate themselves about language and histories of oppression, even providing extensive lists of terms and phrases to avoid as not to offend their peers. You know, if these guys could live, seriously, if they could live in the world they want to live in, where nobody's offended at all, in the least, in any way, where is that? Is there any country on the planet? Are you telling me that you're not going to be, you really believe that nobody's going to be offended in any way, shape, manner, or form when it comes to this kind of thing? When it comes to any conversation, I don't care if it's politics, education, how to raise your kids, how to feed your kids or yourself. There's always arguments as to what the right thing to do is. And they think they're going to create a utopia by changing words? I thought they were educated people. Story goes on to say, sometimes we say things without realizing the impact that they may have on others. An online resource for the campaign explains, this list is not extensive, but touches on common identities and concepts. You should read them, consider them, understand them, and check them out for yourselves before you use them. Well, the list begins by citing blatantly offensive terms such as, oh, can't use that one, the C word for women, or the F word for gay men. Thank God I just don't crank along and read, right? It goes on to warn students against such common colloquialisms as you guys, which apparently erases the identities of those who are in the room. Isn't that what we're trying to do? I always said to you, you guys are so confused that you're confusing the rest of us. You don't know when you want to be called a gender, when you don't want to be called a gender. It scratch your head stupid is what it is. The room can have an effect in generalizing a group of people to be masculine. So when you say you guys, apparently if there's girls in the room, you're excluding them. If there's transgenders in the room, you're excluding them. My tongue won't even get it out. These people have lost their mind. Minds. Really? I can't use those either. These guys are bad. More amusingly, the list of offensive phrases then admonishes students who engage in self-deprecating humor, such as joking about their own overeating by saying things like, I'm being such a fat butt right now. Condemning the phrase as something that demeans and devalues fatness. Or fat bodies. Look it. I'm fat. If that, right, that bothers you, you can go somewhere else. Fat is not healthy. I've been fatter. Very not healthy. Very not feeling good. All right? What's it demean? It's a statement of fact. Using terms like fat butt, the guide explains, reinforces harmful assumptions that fat people are gluttonous and are fat because they have no restraint about food. Well, here's the thing. America has become one of the most obese countries in the world. Why do you think that is? You think there's some like new genetic mutation disease that we don't know about? Maybe the Russians set loose in the country to kill us all. No, it's called hand in mouth. That's the disease. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Actually, we won't talk about that on the other side of the break. I forgot about him. General Paul Valley joins us after the break. We'll talk about this in the next hour. I ain't letting that one go. That's too much fun. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me get right to them. Let me bring out my next guest. I always get I get a lot of information, and I have a lot of fun when he's on the show with me. Retired General Paul Valley joins me. And, General, thanks for being with me today.
Thank you, Joe. Always a pleasure to do your show. I'll tell you that. You do a great job.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Hey, listen, you've been watching the circus known as the hearings going on the last couple of days. I would imagine you're picking up pieces here and there. It doesn't seem to me to be a hearing about wanting to find out information as much as it is about wanting to drag Trump through the mud. What do you think?
Well, look at all the hearings, Joe, just in the last 4 or 5 years that have gone on, it just shows you what a group of clowns we've had for the most part in Congress. I mean, these guys, remember Frank Sinatra's song, Bring in the Clowns?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, these guys, American people are really getting a better view of how inept and how partisan and how out of touch many of these congressmen are, mostly Democrats. There's a couple of clowns in there like McCain and Graham and Rubio today. My God, how childish and adolescent Marco Rubio. Thank goodness he didn't go any further.
I know.
Looks like he had a bad fight with his wife last night. Anyhow.
One of the questions that they were asking, I can't remember what Senator asked, but they were asking Sessions, and they asked him 3 times. The man answered the question the first time, but they were saying, so would you pursue things like, would you say grabbing a woman? One of the questions that they were asking parts when she didn't want that to happen, would you call that sexual assault? And he said, well, of course I would, but I'd have to. And they just kept coming back to him going, what does that have to do with him being attorney general? All of a sudden they become self-righteous, right? Yeah. All of a sudden.
Yeah.
Hey, have you been surprised by McCain's, by his attitude during these hearings? I mean, he doesn't seem like he's a friend.
He's been like this, Joe, for years.
So this is
was the dumbest guy in his class at Annapolis, for God's sakes. He probably wouldn't have got through. His father was an admiral, who I knew and met over in Vietnam. But McCain is stupid. He's he's got his lapdog Lindsey Graham with him, and he's on the clown list. By the way, we just put a clown list together of media and of government officials. So I'll send it to you.
Yeah, you got to send me that. We'll have a lot of fun.
We keep adding to it. We added Cory Booker today.
Oh, I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all. I mean, go ahead.
I mean, I just got to laugh, Joe. It's so ridiculous where we have so many things to focus on, and that's what Trump does. He's looking at today and tomorrow. And I'm going to give a speech in Paris next week on Inauguration Day, and I just finished it.
Yeah,
many things that we can talk about.
Well, I want to hit a couple of things. I want to stay on the confirmation hearings, if you would, for a while here,
sure.
Because I'm looking at the questions they're asking, and it's obviously a very partisan scenario, if you would. Do you think they'll all pretty much get through? Do you think you're going to have trouble with anybody being voted on?
No, I think they'll all get through. They really wanted to go after the ExxonMobil guy today, and he did a very good job.
They
wanted to go after Jeff Sessions real hard. Jeff Sessions was a gentleman. He had some good support people there testifying on his behalf. But this Rex Tillerson, he is one sharp man. And that's 41 years at ExxonMobil, all over the world, working with different countries, different environments, money management, personnel management. I mean, this guy has it all, and he showed that today.
And he kept his cool, because there were a couple of times I would have just threw darts right out of my mouth at some of these people.
I know. But that's the best thing to do is handle them, just like you and I are doing now. You laugh.
Oh, yeah.
You look at them.
Yeah.
And they sort of, oh, God,
yeah.
You must look just terrible. I'm not even sure they get embarrassed, but it's incredible how much of a misfit many of them are.
Well, it's really funny to hear
why Congress is in the shape it is.
Yeah, I mean, Ted Cruz did a great job yesterday when he tore up the whole committee.
Oh, he was great.
Oh, my God, where was he during the campaign? Where was that guy during the campaign, right?
There were moments he had, but no, he was absolutely outstanding, and he nailed down, 10 or 11 different things that the Democrats never stood up and made any took a stance on. It was absolutely marvelous.
Yeah, I know. I totally agree with you. I think in watching the work that he did and watching how he laid them out, and he wasn't condescending and pointing at them or anything. He just laid it out in a matter-of-fact kind of way.
Yeah.
But the core group of these, I don't know, what do you want to call them, seasoned Democrats? The core group seems to be that they're delusional. They're living in a whole different universe, are they not?
Yeah, they are. They're absolutely delusional. Obama was delusional in a parallel universe last night at his farewell speech, which was doubled the time that Ronald Reagan took, almost 50-some minutes. But then they all start crying at the end.
But that was great.
I pulled out my handkerchief as well. I was crying here in my
chair.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they're all crying. I guess I better cry, too. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but you were crying for all the other reasons. You were so excited and so happy that we were down to 8 days. I found it quite interesting. I went back and listened to, you know, because I'm live during those times. And so I went back and listened today, and I was thinking, again, is this... We used to joke about this early on, that being a liberal was a disease. And now when I look at how the upper end of the Democratic Party, I think I listened to his speech last night, I'm thinking, sweet Jesus, these guys are from a whole different universe. I mean...
Yes, they are. I don't know whether there's any antidotes for them at all. I mean, it's I think they're beyond cure. I really do.
But General, he actually believes that we have a better relationship
yes.
with people in the Middle East, and you're there every
yes.
day, right?
Yes.
It's really scary.
That's why they're delusional.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, and again, it's very scary to think that these guys, they really believe that everything coming out of their mouths is true. And even today, you know, you heard the testimony, the one where Booker gave his speech, if you would, his delusional speech. And a couple of those people came out and said, you know, that were against Sessions, said that the black community is with them. And I was thinking, boy, that's a joke, because you've had people come up while you've been sitting there telling you how
yes.
they have four Sessions. I mean, are you in a different
exactly.
planet? Oh,
yeah,
they do.
Yeah.
They
don't live in the real world. Yeah. They've got to go. They all got to go. Drain the swamp, all those people. Drain the swamp.
You know, Paul, the general's got so much more to say after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
GCN Live. Thank you so much for being with me today. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe. Let's get right back to it.
We'll get right back to my guest. I have so much fun. And I learned so much when he's on the show with me. Retired Major General Paul Valley joins me again today. And General, again, thanks for being with me.
Thank you, Joe.
Hey, the intelligence agency reports, and I'm not that I'm not a fan, and not that I don't trust our men and women to gather intelligence for us, but man, I got to tell you, over the last couple of years, and hearing how they've dumbed down reports, they've done what the administration has asked them to do, I'm having a hard time believing what they came out with last Friday, you know, as far as being sure, 100% sure that Putin was involved in this, and not that he probably was. But the way they make
no,
it sound...
No, he wasn't. There's no proof of that. There's no proof he was involved at all.
Okay. I take your word for it. You know these people, but...
Well, I'm just saying there's none. They haven't been able to produce anything with the Putin or the Russian government. There may have been some hackers out of Ukraine or Russia. We're hacking as well from here, or China's hacking. Mm-hmm. You know, WikiLeaks probably produced all the factual evidence that was necessary for the people to understand what the Clinton machine was doing. So, but anyhow, they all want to blame the Russians and Putin, but Putin's just laughing. I mean, he sees it as a big joke.
Oh, I'm sure. You know what? And you were on when he. I should have had you on the day after, but when Trump called Putin smart, and the left went nuts, and I said, wait a minute. He is smart because he's not reacting. He's not reacting to the garbage.
Smart.
That's
he's
what makes
dummy.
Him smart.
That's why he's successful in Russia. But that's okay. They've got their own vision of the world and where they want to be in the world. We haven't had that for a long time in this country. We're going to have it as of next week. But back to the intelligence again. Frank Church, this goes back a long time, and Stansfield Turner, who was the head of CIA under Carter, completely almost destroyed our human intelligence. So remember, we have human intelligence, that's people on the ground gathering information.
Right. Correct.
You have satellite. You have drones. You've got electronic. So when you look at the full package of intelligence gathering, we've almost completely destroyed human intelligence. And that's what we need to get back to today, and Trump understands that. We've recruited in the CIA a lot of young people out of colleges in their 20s and brought them in as analysts, and we've increased the technical or the high-tech versions of intelligence gathering through cyber means, as well as, you know, listening devices and so on and so forth. But what we need to get back to is that verifiable, good human intelligence, and that's what we don't have. And that's why this whole thing with the intelligence reports falls very, very short without any firm information that Putin or the government hacked into the DNC and so on. A lot of that hacking was done by sources that then fed it into WikiLeaks, as you know,
right,
and produced a lot of that. So this whole blame game on Putin and Russia, I think, is just a cast off from the failure of the Clintons and the Democratic machine. And clowns like McCain, and I could say that because, you know, I'm a veteran as well, so I can say that about McCain. I think he's a clown, and I think Lindsey Graham is, and Marco Rubio. I can list some more Republicans as well.
Well, yeah, we need a lot of cleanup.
Anyhow.
We need a lot of cleanup in that swamp. I totally agree with you there. You know, you talk about WikiLeaks, and Assange came out and said, look, I don't know what's wrong with you people, but I'm telling you, we got nothing from the Russians. We actually even got data from people from inside the company, inside the Department of Justice and places like that, the military. And I thought that was interesting. And then the left immediately got on his case for papers that he released that were dangerous to some of our spies and others. And I'm saying, wait a minute, that doesn't mean he's a liar. That doesn't mean he's giving us false information. You just don't like something he did. But you're of the belief that the Russians, at this point, because you haven't seen any evidence to it, you're of the belief today that the Russians had nothing to do with this.
Well, the Russian government.
Okay.
And Putin, see.
Right.
You may have had hackers in Russia. We know they exist.
They exist everywhere, as you said earlier. Yeah.
Yeah, they in the United States as well. But there's no definitive proof that Putin ordered anything. It's speculation. Now, they said, well, it incurred a really, it showed that Putin was for Trump. Of course Putin is for Trump. He wants to deal with a mature U.S. president, not a lightweight like Obama.
But isn't it?
And so they say.
Well, I was going to say to you, isn't it funny how they're now drawing that picture? Here we got Obama going to Cuba, Obama going to Iran, Obama making all friends with our enemies, and here you've got, they're all up in arms about wanting to make friends with Russia. And, you know, there's two ways to look at this. One is Trump is looking at, well, you keep your friends close and your enemies closer, or he understands he's got to have a relationship, you know, with Russia in some way, manner or form to make sure that we keep peace in the Middle East, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, I have no military experience at all, and I'm sitting here going, well, this makes sense to me. It doesn't mean you let the guy do what he wants to do, but you have to have a relationship.
And I've been saying it because I have met with the Russians, and if we're not working with the Russians today solving problems in the Middle East and Syria, then we're just fooling ourselves. We're being very naive.
General, it's going to take us a while, though, to fix those relationships, isn't it? I mean, we're not going to be able to fix or get their trust back in 6 months or 8 months, are we?
No, I think we're going to get it back early.
Really?
Yeah, I really do. I think our new ambassadors, our new military leadership, the new leadership at the CIA and throughout the State Department, draining the swamp, new people in that are going to support Trump. I think even my trip to Paris next week, we're going to see a remarkable. By the way, this is the first inaugural event that I've ever seen a European country sponsor for a U.S. president. And I'm representing the U.S. there next week.
It's a great honor.
It's going to be something. But I think I'll get more of a sense of that, Joe, after I come back about what the Europeans really think. Because I think the credibility, even from them viewing what Trump is doing now before he even takes office, is so positive. And what's happened to the stock market and financial markets because of Trump. That we've already seen, I think, some of the more liberal European leaders now starting to trend back towards looking at Trump as the new leader of America and what he can do for not only to help the United States, but also what he can do with the international situation.
Well, I'm believing and trusting in you because you've got the experience. It's just a friendship thing. You know how long it takes to rebuild trust, but if you're saying that, you know, they're looking at him and looking at the past experience and the people, his cabinet choices. I mean, he's got some real solid cabinet choices that'll be able to help mend most of that, correct?
Experienced people who have been successful.
And successful.
In the military as well as in business. And he's put some government people back in there as well, as you know, in charge of things. Jeff Sessions, the senator, put him in. So he's bringing some very good people in. The head of the CIA, Congressman, Mike Pompeo, is it? I guess. I can't.
I love that he's putting military men back in. It makes other people nervous, but I'm saying, look, you've got disciplined people who understand how it works.
Why would they be nervous?
Because you know what that means. If you put military in these positions of authority, they're going to look at war first before they look at a diplomatic.
Yeah.
And I'm saying there's no soldier in the world that just wants to step on the battlefield and start shooting, you know? It's not how it works.
No.
My God.
Not how it works.
It's how they think we think. Anyway.
Anybody that served in the military would understand that.
Oh, I'm sure. Israel. You know, we've got. I'm so worried about this president in the last days going. What he will or won't do with the UN? Can we? I believe we can fix our relationship.
That's all going to go away.
Okay.
That's all going to go away. Yeah, that's going to go away.
Should we defund?
We'll be in there supporting Israel. Hopefully, we'll start defunding the United Nations.
Amen.
With the initiative to move the United Nations to Athens, Greece.
Keep preaching, brother.
It's all on the table.
We shouldn't be giving the UN anything. You know, we bail them out. We support them. We give them pretty much more money than anybody else. And most of the countries are behind in their payments.
How about some U-Haul rentals?
We give those. We give them those for free.
The ships that'll take them to Athens, Greece.
I'd be willing to take a vote on that. Let's load up the ships. We'll get them to. They don't even have to pay for them. Load them up and send them on their way. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to set well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 taller beers.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP?
We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to get back to our guest. I hate wasting his time. Retired Major General Paul Valley joins me. And General, again, always a pleasure, always a privilege when you're on with me. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
So let's just go right back and hit it. We were just finishing up with Israel, and again, in rebuilding Israel, being part, being their friends again. I mean, for all intents and purposes, truly just simply being their friends again and their allies. Are we going to have to send anybody in there to help them, or can they do this pretty much on their own?
They can do it on their own. We just have to make sure ISIS is taken out and we neutralize Iran. Those are the biggest threats.
Yeah, and what about the Palestinian government, or so-called government? What are we going to do with them? Because they're not.
Well, we have a plan, and I'll just lay it out to you what it is. Basically, there's not going to be any recognition of Israel by the Palestinians and Hamas and so on, Hezbollah in the north. And so this is just not going to. There's no really two-state solution. So what we're looking at is a more advanced plan now, which basically takes Judea and Samaria, the West Bank, and you create an Arab-Israeli partnership to fully develop that with manufacturing plants, business, putting the Arabs to work in the West Bank, also expanding down through Jericho over in, even across the Jordan River, into western Jordan, and start developing land for the Arabs. And the solution is to give them jobs, the young people jobs, have them working. So I won't even use the word Palestinians anymore. I would call it Arab-Israeli. And that way the Arabs have property rights. They own their businesses. They own their townhouses. They own their homes, their villas, whatever they have, say in Ramallah and in the West Bank area. So I think that's the solution, and I would encourage the Israelis to continue to develop that land over there. But somehow the Arabs have got to be included so that they have these property rights, they own business, and they can start breaking out, travel, and do all those things. And I think with that, you'll see Hamas dissolve itself in the Gaza Strip, and they can come on board, too, with a whole new look. There's no political solution. It's got to be economic and development for the young people, from the young Arabs.
Okay. I mean, again, it sounds like it makes sense to me. The as far as Gitmo goes, I mean, can this president, can he do anything between now and when he leaves to either shut it down or make
it? No, it's not going to be shut down, no. Okay. It's going to stay open, and we're going to open up again, as far as I understand, and all enemies, Islamic enemies against the United States, if we capture them, they'll go to Gitmo.
All right, and is he able to get rid of the last five? You think he'll be able to get them out or not?
I think probably so. I know that's in the works.
Amazing.
Yeah, they'll go back to fight us, and there you go.
And we heard
that's how stupid and naive it's been.
Oh, it's like they have no perception of common sense of what's going to happen. My understanding is a large majority of these guys went back to fighting us on the field. And even, you know, shortly after they stepped foot on their own soil again, where they were supposed to be watched over and detained as well there, they went right back to fighting in a relatively short period of time. So I don't know what makes you think we could trust anybody.
Well, we'll be posting a lot more on our updated website, standupamericaus.org, and they can sign up for our newsletter by joining Stand Up America.
That's great thing you do there. Tell people what you do.
Intel.
Tell people what Stand Up America does.
Well, basically, what we do is national security. The Legacy National Security Advisory Group comes under Stand Up America. The Syrian Liaison Group comes under Stand Up America. So we do a lot of events, radio, television, articles, our website. We work in operational teams. For example, we've been invited to go to Moscow next month for a very high-level strategy meeting at a think tank in Moscow.
Wow.
Be in Paris next week with many Europeans. So we do a lot at Stand Up America. We just don't put out information. We actually do things. And I think that's important. And as you know, we gave the theme to Trump of Called America First. That came from Stand Up America.
Hey, one last question before I let you go, because nobody's really beating it up. Cybersecurity, cyber threats, do we have a plan in place? It just seems like we're using 1950s methods to fight cyber threats.
Yeah, it's very outdated, both in the corporate world and also in the government.
Unreal.
And that's one of the priorities of the Trump administration, to have a very good strategic cybersecurity plan.
Yeah, well, General, thanks so much for being with me. I know you got a lot going on to get ready for your trip to France, and I very much appreciate the time that you spent with me.
Okay, Joe, thank you.
Hey, safe trip.
Bye-bye.
I'll talk to you when you come back.
All right, thank you. We'll talk to you when we get back.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
It helps when I hit the mic, right? I want you to think about that. He's being asked to go to France, first and foremost. But the French trip isn't for, I don't know, to make the French feel good about the Americans. They're actually having an inauguration parade. I mean, an event there in France. Now, if you think about that, hey, I think that's a pretty cool thing. I'm not so sure it's ever been done before. Somebody's got a link to an event like that in the past. Please, please, please send it to me. Let me know. I think it would be really cool, you know, to learn more about it, to see more about it. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always, 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 always a pleasure to be with you. Hey, it was on a story in the first segment I just didn't get to, or I didn't get to finish. I think I can finish it now. And for those of you who've been through the whole hour so far, you'll appreciate it because, you know, you got to start with it. So the University of Wisconsin has put out a Check Yourself educational campaign, or they've started one. They have a whole list of things that they want you to think about before you say. Man, if I had to stop and think about everything I said on this show, it'd be a seven-hour show. We wouldn't be able to get through anything. Especially for these words. Illegal alien. Ugly. Or even you guys. Hey, yo, you guys. Right? That's done. That doesn't exist anymore. At least not on the University of Wisconsin. Or if you're from Wisconsin, University of Wisconsin. Right? Okay. So, think about that. You can't say you guys. You know why you can't say you guys? Because it takes away gender. It assumes that everybody in the room is a man. But I don't know if you guys ever was meant to be. Look, when I was in high school, you guys was everybody over there in the corner that wanted to come over here. You guys, come over here. No, not just the males. Everybody standing over there, come over here. It never had anything to do with gender. None of this stuff had anything to do with gender until the yo-hos started making it about gender. Right? One of the professors says that, you know, sometimes we say things without realizing the impact they may have on us. So if there's, you know, 102 kids in the corner, and two of them are offended that I said, you guys, do we have to redo the vocabulary? How does that work? It's just nuts. That's how it works. And it's, again, you guys is, oh, come on, what is it? Explains it. It takes away common identities. Yet I didn't think they wanted common identities with some of the stuff that they write. So the, using terms like fat butt, the guy explains, reinforces harmful assumptions that fat people are gluttonous and are fat because they have no. Look, I started to talk about it. I didn't go down that road, but here's the reality. I think we are the most obese or one of the most obese nations on the country. We eat so much junk. We don't regulate ourselves. We don't regulate our kids. I've actually had words with mothers when I want to take away the sweet cart at the schools one year. And long story, I won't get into the whole thing, but they had a cart that was strictly candies and cakes. And the kids weren't buying lunch. They were buying candies and cakes. And then they couldn't figure out why little Johnny in the fifth grade was 325 pounds. No, lady, it's not because he has some kind of medical problem. Because if he did, we would have worked with him. See, if you have a medical problem, this isn't for you. And you know it. And you shouldn't be offended by it. But if your only problem is hand and mouth, you should be offended. And you should think about this. And you should think about what you're doing to yourself and what you're teaching your kids and the people around you. We've all been there. We all are either there, we've been there, or we're fighting there, you know? The hotly contested term illegal alien also makes the school's list. In this case, its usage reduces undocumented immigrants to something less than human. How I don't know they get that is beyond me. Doesn't say non-human. Alien is a term that refers to somebody who's not from here. I don't know why that's so hard for these people. The language guide further prohibits common terms like crazy, dumb, because they target mental, emotional, and physical disabilities. No. Actually, they don't. If you're crazy, right, means you're running around like a lunatic. That's what it means. Now, what do you want to put acting in front of it? What do they call that, a modifier? Something like that, right? You're acting dumb. You're acting quiet. Come after me for that one. You're acting mental. You're acting emotionally unstable. How's that? We can do all those, right? Because people do that. Oh, God bless America. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me, telling your friends about the show. Got a lot more crazy stories coming up after the break. Don't go far. Also, Rick Trader is going to join me, host of Conservative Commandos Radio. We're also going to talk about what's going on in these hearings. Why can't Obama just go away? We'll be back in a few minutes.